Hey everybody, this is the lovely Crown Imperial, or also known as Fritillaria imperialis. Now the Crown Imperial is native to a wide area from Anatolia across the plateau of Iran to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the Himalayan foothills. Now Crown Imperial is known for its bold and exotic appearance, as you can see. It features a tall, upright stem topped with a crown of bell-shaped flowers. Now this flower can actually grow up to 3 to 5 feet tall. Now the most distinguishing feature of the Crown Imperial is the flower at the top of the stem. They are downward facing and are usually bright orange or red, though there are also some yellow varieties. Now the Crown Imperial is known for its slightly musky odor, which with some gardeners might find off-putting, but which serves to deter pests. Now the Crown Imperial typically blooms for 2 to 3 weeks in mid to late spring. It attracts bees and other pollinators. All parts of the plant are toxic if ingested. Keep that in mind. Because it is so toxic, it is generally resistant to deer and rabbits. Now the Crown Imperial has some medicinal benefits as well. Now some parts of the Crown Imperial plant have been traditionally used in herbal medicines for their potential health benefits, including respiratory and digestive disorders. Now the Crown Imperial symbolizes power, authority, and royalty. It is often associated with nobility and grandeur. Now one last note about this crown beauty. The Crown Imperial has been cultivated since the 16th century in Europe and is often referred to as, now get this, the Tears of Mary. Why, you ask? Well, here it is. In Christian tradition, the Crown Imperial is the only flower that did not bow in its head at the crucifixion of Christ and has bowed and wept ever since. At the base of each flower, drops of nectar form, and it is claimed these are the tears the flower has shed since the time of Christ. Please follow for more fun facts about flowers in nature.